Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. In a sight, roll it. Well, Alice, our troubles are over.
What do you mean, Ralph?
I got a new job. I don't have to drive that bus up and down Madison Avenue anymore.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You quit your job?
I didn't quit my job. I got a new job. Norton, bring it in. Hey, Ralph.
What's that?
That's my new job. I am now the supervisor and salesman of the Handy Dandy Vacuum Cleaner.
Well, but you got a job.
That job's no good. This one's better. Go ahead, Norton. So put the plug in the wall. Plug in the wall. Well, you see how this vacuum cleans up this dirt. Now, this is for Venetian blinds. It's got all the attachments. Venetian blinds.
We haven't got any Venetian blinds.
This is for curtains.
We haven't got any curtains.
For upholstered furniture, this attachment.
We don't have any upholstered furniture.
Would I like to bounce you? Will you stop complaining? Got a new job. I'm going to make good money. I get $10 for every vacuum cleaner I sell. $10, Alice. If I sell 10 vacuum cleaners, you know how much that is? Wait a minute, Ralph. Being the mathematical genius that I am at the hand here, I'll figure out 10, 20, 30. Will you cut that out? $100. 10. Now, let me show you how this works. Look at this. Got the plug in the wall. Wait a minute. Spread that oatmeal all over the floor, Norton. Go ahead.
Ralph, I just washed this floor.
Don't worry. You'll see how it works. Go ahead, Norton. Happy New Year. Will you cut that out?
Ding, dang, walla, bing,
ding, dang, walla, walla, bing, bang. My friend, the witch doctor, he told me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, told me what to do. I know you'll be mine when I say to see you, baby. Ooh, ee, ooh, ding, dang, walla, walla, bing, bang.
What made you think of that song, by the way?
What was all that,
Ralph?
Well, the vacuum cleaner works better when you're serenaded, see? The fellow down at the store, he told me that. He said, this vacuum cleaner loves music.
Oh, yeah? Well, how come the oatmeal's still on the floor?
Ralph, being the mechanic that I am at hand and the handy-mandy-dandy maintenance that I used to be in the Navy, I think I have the problem figured out. Yeah, what? I don't know. Will you? Maniac. Maybe it needs a drop of oil. Yeah, that's what it needs, a little oil. Probably a little rusty from walking outside. It started raining out there, you know. Yeah.
A little oil. It wouldn't help if you dipped it in Texas. Sure.
Plain Alice. Hey, Ralph. I got another idea. The oatmeal, you want to try it with cornflakes?
Get out! Woo!
Handy dandy vacuum. You know, all the it's funny because all the great comedian teams, Abbott and Costello, Laura Hardy.
They all did it.
Gleason. They all used the same
handy
the
dandy.
Same company.
Handy dandy.
I think George Burns used it too on when he started out. You know, forget who he. Oh, George and Gracie.
Yeah, George and Gracie.
Yeah, I think they used the same company.
Yeah.
You know,
handy
Burns
dandy.
Had a cigar and he said, "Well, if I crash as a stand up comic, I can always sell vacuum cleaners." And Gracie said,
"Well, maybe you could sell one to me, George. I need a new vacuum cleaner."
Anyway, in a sight, and we have a mystery tonight. Brought to us by the biting buzzard. The mystery is somebody left a bag of dead fish on the bus.
Ooh.
With a roll of toilet paper.
With the roll of toilet paper? Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody out there have any information on the dragnet that we are obscurating? Of who? Obscurating. Obscurating. What's that mean?
Oh.
Don't you know what? Don't you know what obscurating means?
No.
No. What does it mean? The opposite of obliterating. Obliterating. Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? That's it. That's obscurating. So anybody who has any evidence or witnessed these bag of dead fish being left on the bus,
or it's there.
Give us a call. 213-816-1650. And if anybody needs any toilet paper, we'll donate the rolls.
I don't want that. What, are you crazy? What kind of
That's
a maniac?
That's a ready
I just
used
got it before
toilet
I went
paper.
On the air. Before I went on the air, I got a call from some drunken guy out in Brooklyn. You know, Fergie, are you gonna do the show? I want to hear the show. I want to laugh. They said I don't have long to live. I said, well, have you got any money? Yeah, I spent too much money at the bar. I had no. Have you got a will? No. Have you got a bill? No. Have you got a chill? Yeah, that I got. A chill. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we want to wish Steve Bologna, Malone, a speedy recovery.
Aww.
Hope he's all right. You know, I mean, even though, now you see, we're not prejudiced. Even though he never answered my letter about the schools, and even though he doesn't do anything to help the disabled, and the fact that he's a no good bum, we don't hold that against him.
No.
We don't wish him any harm. We want the guy to get better and get healthy.
Aww.
All right. So go
well,
ahead.
That's the way Insight always has been.
What?
Want people to get help. Well, we've always wanted people to get better, you know?
Oh, yeah. We don't hold grudges against these politicians,
nope.
Even though they don't do anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, Frolic. Let's see. Oh, Jimmy Dinigan's coming up. Oh, I'll tell you about that. He comes into school one day, and he says,
Miss Ma, I want to give Principal Kramer a reward. And Miss Ma says, Jimmy, sit down and be quiet. He says, there's a reward. You know, because he puts up with all of us, and he's not a bad guy. He's just a little crazy, but he's all right. Jimmy, keep still.
So Jimmy came in. He wants to. He's making a big deal over this award, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you about that. And the philosopher will probably be here, and old Louie's supposed to pop in. I don't know.
Yeah. I saw him
in
a
sight.
And then let me take another look and see if he's there.
Oh, it's too early for Louie.
Well, didn't you have that thing you wanted him to do, the mamba?
Yeah, the conga drum, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so hold
you
on.
Have the drum with him.
Yeah.
All right, in
let
a
me see
sight.
If he's on. Let me see if he's there. Hold on. My phone.
Oh, we'll get him later. I don't want him now. Inner Sight and Big East Tequila Rescue. Yeah. Joanne Diamond, Tequila Rescue. 609-388-7004. Down to Tequila. Tomorrow is Adoption Day at the Rescue.
Oh, it is? Uh-huh.
Saturday. So call first. You know, make sure you got an appointment. And, you want to adopt a great dog or adopt an Akita. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, my buddy, Islip, New York. Buy a house, get a house, sell a house. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Slip up New York. You ever turn to imagine if everything was backwards. Island Long,
yeah.
Slip up New York. York view. Say that 20 times fast. Go ahead.
I couldn't do that.
Island New, Slip up New York, York New. Island New, Slip up New York, York New. Island New. when I was a kid, my grandpa, he was so funny, you know. Oh, and I'm going to tell you, I got a new thing for the people say, did I get vaccinated? I'll tell you about that. But when I was a kid, they used to, a lot of us used to tease grandpa, you know, and we had this, my mother actually made up this saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to get Grandpa to say, Grandpa could speak English, but he had a very, very strong
accent.
Italiano accent, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So they said to him, Pa, can you say this? He said, what? What do you want me to say? It will not bother me. And they said,
oh.
A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer. What?
Oh.
What are you talking? What are you talking crazy?
That's
go
right.
ahead, Pop.
Right.
See if you could say it. A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer. So Grandpa says, managgia. He goes, a box of the biscuit, a box of the mixer, a biscuit, a box of son of a bitch, are you crazy?
Yeah, I would be saying the same
Woo!
Thing.
that's a true story.
Yeah, I probably would have been saying the same thing now.
I got a new thing. If somebody says, have I been vaccinated, I tell them, look, I got Grandpa's blood. He lived to be 102. You think I'm going to ruin that? You're nuts. Now get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Yeah. And Oh, the British say now they're coming up with a new virus.
No.
A various, you know. You can't believe the British. They're the ones who hated the blind for all those years. We had to straighten them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we finally got a hold of Plunkett. No, Plunkett. me and Joe talk to him on the phone, you know.
Is that how you do?
Yeah. And Joe was talking real serious and all that, and all of a sudden I said, now, Plunkett, you listen to me. You're going to go down there and do that job and make sure they let those dogs in there. You understand? And he said,
what
did Plunkett
he
says,
say?
Who is this? I said, never mind who this is. I'm of high caliber in the British government. And I'm not allowed to divulge my name. That just scared the hell out of him because he went and gave a big speech at Parliament.
Woo! Hey, that's the way you do it.
And that, folks, is how we solved the British problem.
And with Liz Taylor's note, that was also...
I'll never forget the idiot who...
what?
The idiot who wanted to take my dog and give me another dog. I said, what is it, musical dogs? I said, what kind of a moron are you? And then Doc started yelling. Oh, Doc went.
Oh, yeah,
Doc lost it.
Yeah, I would see Doc losing it, really.
He lost it. And the Associated Press was standing right there with us. They wrote it all down. And the next day it was in the London Times. And I don't know if the guy got fired or what. You know, one of the stupid. I mean, I could just see it now. What kind of a moron are you? Are you stupid? Are you a moron? You don't take a blind person's dog and give him another one. What did your mother teach you when you were young? Now get out. You're a scoundrel. You'll never work in the British government again. Get out. Now.
Yeah, right.
Woo! Yeah. So, well, that was so damn stupid and funny. You know?
Yeah. Terrible.
And, we got them good. You know? Yeah, we got them good, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
All right, in a sight. Let's see, brought to you by the, Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. Yeah, there's the number. All right. Somebody said to me, do you use Q cards? I said, no, I use B cards.
His brain. Yeah.
B cards? Yeah, Braille.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it's true.
So, Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical. 631-484-3085. All right. And now, a message from Able News, if we can get that going.
Yeah, okay, hang on.
Able News.
Are you able? Hold on. Here it is. How come it's not playing? Oh, there it is.
You got it?
Yeah.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Hey, don't forget to sign our petition.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two of them. Sign them both.
Yep.
Read them.
You know. Read them.
All right. I made that movie with, who was in it? Henry Fonda, William Holden, James Cagney, Jack Lemmon.
Oh, right. Nice lineup.
Yeah. And a great, great movie. It took place during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they were on a cargo ship. And Jimmy Cagney was the captain. You know? And he was mean. He was ornery and all that, and he'd get all upset, and the doctor had to give him pills. When he got upset, his stomach would go cuckoo, and then he'd start vomiting. You know.
You sound like me.
And the guys didn't like it because then, you know, somebody had to clean it up. You know. Yeah, that was a great movie. Mr. Roberts, that was the movie, Mr. Roberts.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was
movie.
Cool. A cool movie, actually.
Yeah. Now hear this. Now hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Rabblery. Rabblery will commence now.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and all the guys would go up on the deck. And one day he said, "You're going to stay at those stations until we find out who threw our tree overboard."
Oh, I remember that.
The guys go, "What
tree?
I didn't know we had a tree."
Yeah.
Hey, John, we have a tree? I don't know. What is he talking about? I don't know. I think he's sick again.
Mm-hmm.
Now hear this. That was funny, man.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be a comedy, you know.
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
Yeah. All the old movies, man, you know.
Yeah.
Different funny ones, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so one day, you know, I went to school, as I usually did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And sitting there quiet and, you know, trying to figure out my math or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And Jimmy comes in. Jimmy was late a lot.
Oh, he was?
To school. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He was always late. He missed the bus and then he had to take the regular bus. One day he walked and he got lost.
He got lost by walking? I find that so hard to believe. That's
he walked
amazing.
To school and he got lost because he was, you know, he couldn't see good. He was partially sighted, but.
Yeah.
He walked. So he comes in one day. "Miss Ma, sorry I'm late. I got lost. I missed the bus and I got lost."
Uh-oh.
So she says, "Just sit down, Jimmy, and behave yourself." "I got in trouble and the policeman, the cop came over to me on the street."
Yeah.
"And I got in trouble." And Jimmy
definitely.
Says, "What did you do now, Jimmy?" "And I was on the corner and started singing a song." "Oh, no, you didn't. Jimmy, you didn't tell me you didn't sing that song."
Right.
"I did." And people started coming around me. One guy gave me 20 cents. "Jimmy, what are you trying to do?" "I sang that song and they a lot of guys liked it. They said it was cool." "Jimmy, be quiet. All right, class, get your readers out, you know." So, and then Jimmy said, "Oh, Meek Ma, I got an idea for school. And I want to I want to give Mr. Kramer an award. He deserved it.
Oh, he sure
he
did.
He deserved an
that
award because
man.
he puts up with all the crazy kids like me and Joe and all everybody. You know, I give him an award. Yeah, so I want to give him a what they call that, you know, like a picture you put in the frame and you, a plaque.
Mm-hmm.
A plaque. I want to give Mr. Kramer a plaque.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Moss says, Jimmy, just be still and stop this nonsense. I got it written. I wrote it out, see, what I want to say on it. So, you know, he didn't pay attention to her. He gets up.
Did he ever pay attention to her? He never did.
Yeah. He starts reciting this this plaque,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Damn, Mr. Kramer.
Oh, my.
Damn, Mr. Kramer. Even though you yelled at me, I don't hate you.
Oh, God.
My mother told me never to hate people.
Oh, yeah, well, that's
Mr.
good.
Kramer, I know sometimes that you can't help it. Because you're mentally disturbed.
Is that what he said? Hey, that little monster.
I know you can't
really
help him, Mr. Kramer. I want to give you the award anyway. Because you're mentally disturbed.
Oh, my gosh.
Miss Martha, Jimmy, sit down.
That's too funny.
The whole class was in an uproar. We couldn't. We were laughing so.
Oh my!
We were laughing so damn much. Jimmy's waving his paper and saying, "I got to make the crime picture on." See, you know, he's waving his paper, and he says, "Don't worry."
Yeah.
Don't worry, and you go to the psychiatrist and they make you better. They give you good pills.
Right?
Miss Moore had to leave the room.
Oh my God.
That's when it got worse.
Oh, it got worse?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He says, I'm meant to claim it. And we're going to give you the award in front of the assembly. I'm going to give it to you, Mr. Kramer. Woo! Oh, man, that Dinigan was... He was a character. What? He was a maniac.
He sounded it.
Woo! I tell you... I don't know whatever happened to that award, but...
He probably threw it in the pail or put it in one of his records.
I don't know. All right, in his sight, give me the philosopher.
Oh. 1 second, let me get there.
Imagine being surrounded by 1,000 cats.
Oh, my. Cats, really?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Hold on.
Great cat, yeah.
Yeah, well.
One more time, Doctor.
Hold on. The thing keeps freezing. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Well, did you hear the latest news?
Yeah.
I turned on the news on the big station, and the headline was, Joe is fading fast.
Uh-oh.
He's going down. 41%. That's all it likes him. 52 watts don't want him. He's fading out. Well, listen, Joe. What you got to do is come on in a sight, see, and talk about a lot. Are you going to give the stimulus? You're going to get rid of the nursing homes? You're going to pass a law to help people deny the guiding dogs? Boy, will you get popular. They'll all love you. We'll love you. Yeah. So listen, get out of that. I heard you hiding in a bunker. Get out of that bunker, Joe. And yeah. And he built a fence. $155,000 fence around his Delaware home. He's right near the beach. You know. He's got the fence now in the bunker. And he's not popular. I feel sorry for the guy. Listen, Joe. Why don't you let us help you? We're all disabled. We're all in on it together. The disabled-friendly philosophy. Yeah. I wouldn't mind coming down there, you know. You buy me a hot dog or whatever, and we talk it over. So there you have it, folks. We even reach out to the President of the United States.
Yeah, offer them help.
All right. Oh, did you hear that Trump?
Oh, Louis.
Trump started his own social media company. Oh.
Yeah, I heard.
Well, you see this. I wonder how long it's gonna last before they throw him off the air.
Well, it'd be interesting.
With all the stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But that'd be interesting. I wonder if he'll let us put something up there. Get rid of the nursing homes.
No, I doubt it. You know why? He was for his good friend is a nursing home lobbyist. Very good.
Well, maybe he changed his mind now. Who knows?
Yeah,
you know, these guys change all the time, you know.
Yeah, I know.
All
but
right,
I
in
knew
a
that
sight.
When he was in office, that there was a nursing home lobbyist who was best buds with him.
Yeah, well, we can get rid of them guys.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we don't need that.
I hope to convert him over to our side.
All right, in a sight.
That's a laugh.
And, oh, by the way, if you want to call in and act kind of dumb or stupid or just, you know, 213-816-1650 is the phone number here. All right. And we got Louis DeLip.
Yep, he's here. Present.
On the line.
Yep.
So let's get Louis in here.
All right. Yeah. Louis.
Hello.
Hey, you.
Yo.
Hello. Good evening.
Hey.
Welcome to our Friday night edition of the Frolics on Block Talk Radio, starring Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero and Frank Perino. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
intro. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jerry Lawrence, and I'm welcoming you to the Friday Night Frolics with Frank Perino and the pretty voice on radio, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Thank you.
And my name is Jerry Lawrence. I'm going to have a lot of fun on the evening telephony.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ringy-dingy, like, who used to do that? Lily Tomlin.
She did.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies.
Yeah.
4,000 ringy dingy dingy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dingies.
A lot of ringy dingies.
A lot of ringy
dingies.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, what would you do if you came home from a hard day's work, see?
Yeah.
And you walked in the house and your wife was doing the mamba.
See,
on the kitchen floor.
Uh-oh.
Walking with banana. No.
What would you do, Frank?
Oh, I'd say, what are you doing? What's going on here? What are you doing? I'm working all day and breaking my butt and you're doing the mamba?
That's right.
You want to wiggle over the stove and get my dinner.
There you go.
So she goes over to the stove and puts a bowl in front of me with a piece of raw onion and a can of tuna fish. I said, what's that?
Tuna
salad. Tuna salad. What am I, a cat or something? Hey, Lou, you got your bunga drum? Conga?
Yeah, I mean my dinner.
Oh, you're eating dinner? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, he's eating dinner on the show. How do you like that?
I mean, pasta leos, Puerto Rican patty, and a salad, and a whole nine yards.
It's making me hungry.
Oh, you're eating dinner. How you gonna talk on the line?
I gotta eat Puerto Rican food.
Yeah, I don't want you to have any diverse reaction.
No.
Yeah.
He has the sandria with the Puerto Rican food right there.
Yeah, I'm eating
right?
my dinner. My mom made me a good dish.
Yeah, see?
Oh,
he's not
going to
miss
that. All right, you want to call back in?
Nah, keep talking. I'm listening to the ringy-dangy-do on inner sight.
All right. So, we have to. We have to get the. You know, you. How come, in some places, there's two bathrooms, and in other places there's only one?
Dingo Bell. Batman sells Robin lay an egg. The Batmobile, the love drops went away and the Joker ran away. Jingle bells, Batman sells Robin is laying love drops to the Batmobile and the love drops and he wants to go away.
Louie, you're funny. I just got to say.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Beans, the more you eat them, the more you bark. And I eat Puerto Rican beans, the more you eat them, the more you bark.
Beans, the tropical fruit, the more you eat, the more you shoot.
You toot. The more you toot.
Yeah.
All right.
How about this one? My name is Gary Lewis, and I make sure I got the right bathroom. Talking to ladies and giving a swab and tickle with a feather. Make the ladies feel wanted.
Feather?
Yeah, that's right. And then I talk to my name is Johnny Mathis. I'm listening to Block Talk Radio on that radio on the telephone on Friday night here.
There you go.
Give us a little song, Johnny.
It's not
we
for me to say.
There you go.
Because you love me. It's not for me to say. You always care. I'm so lovely, love. And love so fast. With the love drops, he
Saturday night. And picking just for me. I know love me. I'm picking just for me. I'll give it love drops for me. Perhaps I write rice and beans. You know by now, the rice and beans giving the love drops to the ladies. Soon, again. Again. The love drops to me to say.
Oh, my. You did good.
Yeah, I hope nobody died. They'll come back to life when they hear that.
Yeah, I know. He woke up some people, that's all I got to say.
You ate too much, you drank too much, your cheesecake make you greedy, but your stomach turn your belly button, your business is made for love drops. Alka-Seltzer, love drops, oh, what a relief it is, boom, 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 love drops, oh, what a relief it is. Oh, those speedy love drops that Alka-Seltzer burst into action, and you leave your belly button very fast. Use only as directed.
Taken from the Alka-Seltzer commercial of years ago, plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
I like Louis' version better.
I like his version better, but that's just at the
point. Love drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Frank Pomeno, make sure you call next Friday for the Jerry Lewis. And don't forget, we're going to have a quick time with Jerry Lewis. I'll try to get the conga drum set up for Ray Barreto. Okay?
Okay.
Join next week for Block Talk Radio presents Frank Pomeno and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, the pretty face and the voice on the telephony on
Interstate.
From Ocho de Nueve de la Noche on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, we get the Spanish.
Then Jerry Lewis says, have a good weekend.
You too,
all right,
Louis.
Thank you, Lou.
Yes, thank you.
All right, I love you, Suzanne.
Great as usual.
Hey, I love you, Lou. You have a good night, okay, and a good weekend. Behave.
Okay. This is Jerry Lewis signing off, and continue on with the love drops on Interstate Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you too.
Yeah,
have
give me a little Lauren Hardy music. Got any Lauren Hardy music?
Yeah, I got a little. Oops, wrong one.
Well, play Willie first. Go ahead.
You want to do Willie first? Okay.
Yeah, play Willie.
Yeah.
High on a mountain in western Montana. Silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lake. Rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
He wrote the music, Boston to Bowles. Not too much money, way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon.
Stop breathing in the phone.
Still crossed the sky.
Yes, sir.
Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy. Nothing more than the sweetest by and by.
Trailing along is a horse with no rider. A horse he called memories that she used to ride.
And he sang, ooh, to the lady.
Ooh, they damn near lay down and die.
He rides away on a horse he called music,
with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky.
Marking the place where a horse he called music
lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
Yeah.
All right, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, and the great, great, two legends. Great, great.
Yeah,
song.
They are.
Give me the Low and Hardy now.
Now. Okay, it's coming.
Well, why do I have to clean the whole house up? Because my mother is coming over. Your mother? Well, it's your mother. Why don't you clean the house? Because she never taught me how to clean the house. That's why. And your mother did. Yeah. She taught me all right. Hit me in across the head with a wet noodle. Wet noodle. Now clean up that mess before she gets here. You know how my mother is. Well, that's why I don't want her here. Your mother. Now, wait a minute, Ollie. I got a good idea. You don't want to hear either, do you? Well, I know you don't. You don't have to say it. Don't worry. I got a good idea. Why don't we send her a record? A what? A record. A record? What for? Well, then she'll know that we love her, but We'll tell her we're going on a trip and we can't have her here. Are you crazy? She'll never fall for that. Well, now wait, I got the recorder right here, see? The recorder. Now you're gonna make the record. Now remember, you're supposed to tell her you love her and then tell her not to come.
Yes.
I don't know about you want to. I thought of something else too. You want a good smoushy recording. You gotta have a musical background. Will you cut that out? You see, when I was a kid, you know, my mother wouldn't get me a bugle, so I went and got the inside, you know, the paper towel with it. After you use the paper towel, and you go, boop, 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 boop. Cut that out. Give me that microphone. Hello, Mama. This is your son, Ollie.
Yeah, right?
You remember me, don't you, Mama? When I was little, you had to take out my pants every other week because I kept getting fatter and fatter. You remember that, don't you? Because you used to give me all those donuts every Sunday.
There you go.
Had so many donuts, I couldn't eat anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you for that.
Mm-mm.
I knew there was something wrong with you. I knew you couldn't help it. You're just a no-good scoundrel. No, no, no. Don't. What are you trying to do? Pour out your heart or your liver? Now listen. Concentrate more on what you like about her.
I
like about her. Well, if I could find something. Wait a minute, I'll distract you, see? I'll blow the bugle in the background. Will you stop with that bugle? Will you? Give me that record. Hello, Ma? Now listen. Now listen, Ma. Stay away from here, because
that's
I remember too many bad things about you. You're a mean, mean mother.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What did you ever do for me?
Uh-oh.
Except buy me clothes that were too small. And I couldn't get into them. Will you stop with that stupid thing?
The bugle.
Uh-oh, there's somebody at the door.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Ollie,
right.
If it's her, just give her the record.
There you go.
Which one? Any one of them, just give her.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's me, your mother. Open this door, I'll break it in.
There you go.
Boy, she's in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. No, that's how you tell she's in a good mood.
Oh, hello. hello, Mother. Mother Ollie. Mother Ollie, we're so glad to see you. Sit down. I'll play some music for you.
What's the matter with him? Is he a mental case?
Well, he's not a mental case. He's just a little case of a mental.
There you go.
Case of a mental. What do you got in your hand?
Oh, Ollie made you a a beautiful recording to tell you how much he loves you.
There
you would
go.
You like to hear it? Don't do that now. Well, why not? Just put it on. They go, hello, mother. This is Ollie. It's not that I don't want you here. It's not that I can't stand you. It's not that you're a miserable, old, no good so-and-so. Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
You're losing your mind tonight.
Woo! All right, in a sight. And don't ever make your mother a record.
No.
Especially when you've got somebody playing a paper bugle behind you. Yeah, I used to do that all the time when I was a kid. I still do it.
Like what?
Sometimes. I play the paper bugle.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. The toilet paper walls. Oh, yeah. Inner sight. We'll be with you Monday, man. I'm glad that they still let us on the air, you know.
That's true.
Hope you had a little crazy fun.
As always.
Yeah. And, you know, good way to start out the weekend with a laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we're still trying to find out who left the toilet paper on the bus with the bag of fish. Dead fish.
Stinky old fish.
Yeah,
that's right. Stinky old
fish. We're
going
to have to
investigate it.
Conduct
further.
An investigation.
That's right.
Maybe we'll hire, Sam Spade or something, you know. Yeah. All right, in a sight.
Yeah.
And, I want to thank the Biting Buzzard.
Yay. Hi, Biting Buzzard. I want to thank the Biting Buzzard for a compliment.
The Biting Buzzard for giving us the information about the bag of dead fish on the bus.
Ooh, the thought of that makes me skeeve.
And the dirty toilet paper roll. Don't touch
it.
That's
right.
Gee, I hope my friend doesn't have to clean that up. He owns those buses.
<That's>
Who's going to clean that up?
Somebody who really doesn't have any problems with cleaning it up. That's the only thing.
Hope my buddy Ray doesn't have to clean it up.
No. I hope so too.
All right, in a sight. Be with you Monday, man. I'm glad. Thanks so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And whatever you do, don't eat the dead fish on the bus. All right, I want to thank Louis, all listeners, 110,600. All right, we're moving
right.
up.
We're moving
hey.
On up, you know?
Yeah, we're getting up to it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, have a good weekend, everybody.
Yes. Please.
See you on Monday with the Mad or Glad. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number.
That's right.
And thank you so much for being a part of Inner Sight. Anybody you need any help, give us a call. We'd be happy to advocate
Direct
for
you. Direct you in the right way.
All right, goodbye, world, in a sight.
Woof, 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 woof.